It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We are looking for your help, for the help of the civilized countries. We are thankful for this help, and I'm very grateful to you, Boris. Please increase the pressure of sanctions against this country, and please recognize this country as a terrorist state. And please make sure that our Ukrainian skies are safe. Please make sure that you do what needs to be done and what is stipulated by the greatness of your country. Best of all to Ukraine and to the United Kingdom.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the British Parliament in a video speech on Tuesday, saying that Ukraine would, quote, continue fighting for our land, whatever the cost. Zelensky repeated calls for tougher sanctions against Russia in response to its invasion of Ukraine almost 2 weeks ago, again asking for help in protecting the skies above Ukraine. And just yesterday, we told you that there was a deal in place for Poland to send its fleet of 28 Russian-made MiG-29 fighter jets to a U.S. base in Germany so that they could be delivered to Ukraine. Well, that news was apparently premature, sprung on the world by Poland before the U.S. gave its approval, and now the U.S. has rejected the offer, explaining that such an action, quote, raises serious concerns for the entire NATO alliance and is not tenable. Wow, there's got to be a way to help the millions of Ukrainians being exterminated by Putin. So Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to travel to Warsaw to thank Poland for taking in hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians fleeing the invasion. Instead, she'll be in the middle of a diplomatic mess over those fighter jets. Hopefully they can figure it out. President Biden on Tuesday also announced a ban on Russian oil, natural gas, and coal imports to the U.S. in a bid to further pressure Russia's economy at the risk of even higher gas prices here at home. The U.K. and the EU both announced less immediate Russian oil and gas cutoffs. But the sanctions have effectively killed the Russian economy. The ruble's value has fallen so far that one ruble is now worth less than one U.S. cent. While the U.S. relationship with our NATO allies has strengthened, others have grown more disturbing. The leaders of Saudi Arabia and the UAE declined to speak with President Biden in recent weeks as the U.S. has worked to contain a spike in oil prices driven by the war. Saudi's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and the UAE's Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan are reportedly unhappy over the American policy in the region. On the humanitarian front, the Ukrainian military has agreed to a 12-hour ceasefire with Russia today, ostensibly to allow civilians to escape through humanitarian corridors. But Ukrainian forces are wary of the pact, and understandably so. Ukraine's foreign minister saying Russian troops are holding 300,000 civilians hostage in the city of Mariupol, where a long-awaited convoy of humanitarian aid to the city appeared to have come under fire. Just incredible. Yesterday, I listed a group of U.S. companies that were continuing to do business with and in Russia. Well, just 24 hours later, that list is pretty much dried up. McDonald's, Starbucks, and Coca-Cola have now joined the list of U.S. companies, at least temporarily leaving Russia. Add to that Amazon and Yum Foods. By the way, McDonald's closing sends a symbolic note of importance in Moscow. Its first location to open in Russia back in 1990 became a symbol of American capitalism as the Soviet Union fell. Here at home, the Senate on Tuesday passed the Postal Service Reform Act, a big bipartisan bill that will overhaul the U.S. Postal Service's finances and allow the agency to modernize. It will finally remove the ridiculous provision that Republicans put in place some years ago that required the agency to pay for health care costs of its employees 75 years in advance, basically crippling the agency. By making these changes to healthcare coverage, the bill is expected to save the Postal Service $50 billion over the next decade. It also calls for the USPS to create an online dashboard with local and national delivery time data. The bill has been hailed as an important step, though there are still some criticisms of it, including the plans to purchase gas-powered vehicles instead of an electric fleet. And, well, Louis DeJoy is still in place. The first Capitol riot defendant to go on trial has been found guilty by a jury in Washington, D.C. Guy Reffitt of Texas, a Trump supporter, was found guilty of all five charges he faced, including obstruction and firearm charges. It was the first case related to the January 6th insurrection to go to trial, and its outcome could affect the outcomes of the 700 or so more trials still to come. And because we've been following it, a Florida update. Republicans in the Florida legislature passed a bill on Tuesday that would forbid instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in kindergarten through third grade. Despite a wave of criticism from Democrats and reasonable citizens that it marginalizes LGBTQ people, Governor DeSantis is expected to sign it into law. Just unbelievable. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.